Well, it was a difficult start to the World Cup for the Proteas women's side. They've gone down to England by 10 wickets in their World Cup opener a little bit earlier today. The Proteas batted first and were skittled for 69. Just 22 from Sanelo Jafta, the only player to get into double figures. So bowled out for under 70. Lindsay Smith picked up 3 for 7, while Nat Skipper-Brunt picked up 2 for 5. And there were 2 wickets apiece as well for Sophie Eccleston and Charlie Dean. In reply, though, England cruised to victory by 10 wickets. It took them just over 14 overs to get the 670 runs required. Tammy Beaumont finished 21 not out, while Amy Jones finished on 40 not out. So the Proteas going to have to have a good hard look at themselves going into their second match, but I'm pretty sure that they will bounce back. Moving to football news now. Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca won't commit to a date for Cole Palmer's return to action. The midfielder has a groin injury that will keep him out of tomorrow's Premier League clash with champions Liverpool.
Cole is still out. We have a meeting this week to see how he's, and then we decide. But we have, eight players out for tomorrow game.
Well, defenders Wesley Fofana and Tosin Adarabioyo are also amongst the players missing from Chelsea's side for that match against Liverpool. Looking at what else is coming in the Premier League this weekend, tonight there is a match. Bournemouth host Fulham. Bournemouth can go right up close to the top of the table with a win this evening. Leeds United host Tottenham tomorrow. Arsenal are at home against West Ham United. Manchester United need a win. They take on Sunderland at Old Trafford, and then it is that Chelsea versus Liverpool clash, the late kickoff on Saturday. There is also some Carling knockout action coming up this weekend, and that also starts this evening. Durban City host Polokwane City. Then tomorrow, Albert College are at home against TS Galaxy. Orlando Pirates take on Siwelele at the Orlando Stadium. Golden Arrows are up against the high-flying Sekhukhune United, and Mamelodi Sundowns face up against Marumo Gallants. And we're going to finish with rugby news. Tomorrow is a massive, massive day for the Springboks when they take on Argentina in the Rugby Championship at Twickenham. The match will be a decider for the competition winners. And Springbok hooker Bongi Mbonambi says the team has to move on from last week's win.
We know that Argentina is quite a passionate team, pride themselves as a nation. And yeah, they're quite tough. And I mean, it wasn't easy in Durban. It's not going to be easy here also in Twickenham this weekend. So yeah, I think for us, we know that their game is in the past now. We have to prepare for the following weekend. And you know, in rugby, a lot can happen in a week. So we just have to focus on ourselves, focus on our plan, make sure that all the players buy into the plan and they're all aligned. And Saturday, yeah, we just have to go out there and execute the plan.
That one kicks off at 3 p.m. tomorrow. The Hollywood Bet Sharks are in action tonight in the URC. They